around me are people eating oysters, and out of the kitchen there are oysters coming on trays and platters, all served on a bed of ice. And you've got quite a few different choices of oysters here, and I was wondering what you've got on the menu today.
The thing is, we have oysters from different, like we have some local oysters, we have some oysters from Lindisfarne, from the south of Scotland, that's still English. We have some French oysters, some Irish oysters, Scottish oysters too, and we also have some Jersey Royals from Jersey Island. So they are from different parts, but they taste different too. So if you like some salty oysters, you can go for the Jersey Royals. If you like creamy oysters, you can go for the Carlingford Lockrocks. They're quite creamy with a sweet finish. Then if you want to try some meaty, briny oysters, go for the Cambrai. So you can always go for our selection of rocks, and then you always get three different types. We do have some Dutch native oysters, so they're from Cornwall. We have our oyster farm in Cornwall, and they have a distinctive metallic aftertaste. So they're really, really good. They're flat oysters, a bit smaller, but they're amazing too.
So my daughter's with me at the moment, and she's 10. And she's going to try oysters for the very first time. Can you recommend three oysters for us to try so that we can see the main differences between the oysters?
Yeah, of course. I would go for our selection, because then you get some English oysters, some Irish, and then the Jersey Royals from Jersey Island. So you get some salty oysters with a sweet finish, then the Carlingford slightly creamy with a sweet finish, and then you'll get the Lindisfarne. So they're meaty, slightly creamy with a mineral aftertaste. So then you can just try three different types, and then you can just choose what's best for you.
So are these oysters farmed? I mean, are they on farms, or are they in the wild?
Yes, they are not. They're all farmed. Yeah, we have our oyster farm in Cornwall, Helford Passage, and so we have Dutch natives that are from Cornwall, and then we have some French oysters from SW France. We have some Lindisfarne, Cambrai, like Scottish oysters. So they're all farmed. Yes, sometimes we did, like a year ago, I think we had some wild Colchesters. So they are not farmed.
How likely is it that I would find a pearl in one of my oysters?
You know
today?
What it happens. It happens. It happened 3 months ago, I think. It was tiny. It was tiny, but it actually happens. Yeah, it happens sometimes.
Your eyes have lit up. Are you hoping for a pearl inside your oyster?
Yeah, a little bit.
So when you're eating oysters, I hear that the best way to eat them is to let them just slip down and not chew them, or is that still the case?
The thing is, it's totally up to you. Some people chew oysters, some people don't, and I always chew oysters, because then you can really tell the difference, especially when you have a selection of rocks, so then you can really taste the difference. Use some lemon. Some people love having it with some shallot vinegar, they add some Tabasco. But I always use only some. I always put some lemon juice, and I think it's enough.
There's a saying about not eating any shellfish if there isn't an R in the mouth. That applies with oysters as well, doesn't it?
The thing is that you can only have, because we are, just like I said, we do have some rock oysters and some native oysters, and you can only have native oysters when there is an R in the mouth. That's the thing. So then rock oysters, you can have them all year round.
Rock oysters are not native, though?
Yes, no, they're not, no.
But you breed them, we breed them here, though?
Yes.
Right, so we will have three each of your choice of oyster. And if you would you be so good to stay with us while we try them?
Yeah, of course, no problem. I'll be with you.
Great, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Well, before I started chatting to this gentleman, I ordered three deep-fried New Orleans-style oysters with tartar sauce, and they've just arrived on the most exquisite plate here, right in front of me. And they've been coated in breadcrumbs, and they look absolutely amazing. And the tartar sauce in the middle of here is just a beautiful sort of swirl. And it's obviously homemade. So I'm just going to squeeze a little bit of lemon on here. Okay. Not too much. And then, just to see, would you like to try one of these deep fried oysters? Okay, take one of those. And it's quite hot, it's clearly been deep fried. little bite into that. That is absolutely delicious. It's got a really quite soft, easy taste. I'm trying to ask my daughter. So, eating a deep fried oyster there, what do you think to the taste?
It really,
I've always been telling her not to eat with her mouth full. And now I'm asking her to answer questions as she's chewing. Sorry, carry on.
It's really soft on the inside and sort of light. And then you've got the breadcrumbs around the edge, which are nice and crunchy. So it's really nice.
So marks out of 10 for tasting it?
10.
Yeah, well, the deep fried oysters have gone down really well. So we're just going to sit here and finish these and wait for this chap to come back and talk us through our British oyster choices. Are you looking forward to trying one raw?
Ish.
Why only ish?
Because I haven't really tried raw fish, and in French they said that they're served on your plate alive, so yeah.
Is that making you nervous?
A little bit.
Well, we'll see how they come out. So, can you talk me through what's just arrived at the table here?
Yes, we have a selection of rocks here. You get one Lindisfarne, one Carlingford Lock Rock, and one Jersey Royal.
What order would you eat them in?
I would start, I think, with the Lindisfarne, and then you can go clockwise.
Can you just free that up for me? Because these have just arrived on a platter. Where is this one grown?
Oh, they're from the south of Scotland, but they're still English. So they're not. Some people say that they're Scottish, but they're not. They're just the border is there, so they're just below the border. So that's why they're still English.
Just taking his fork and just kind of move that around the shell here. I'm just using my fingernail actually just to free it up a little bit more. And so you say just a tiny squeeze of lemon juice in there. You can see that there's a little bit of sort of seawater in there. We have a pip in there, which I don't think we're in. And I'm just going to tip my head back. No, I've never chewed an oyster, so this is my first ever chew. I actually feel quite nervous about it. Oh wow. Well, I've obviously wasted many a good oyster over the years by not chewing. It's actually very nice. It's such a soft, that's a really soft flavour.
It is really good. It's really, really good. It's not very salty, and then it's like with a beautiful mineral aftertaste. They're really nice.
I would say that they are a very soft and easy oyster to eat. I could definitely eat more of those. So they were the...
The Lindisfarne.
Lindisfarne,
yes.
Okay. Well, I'd give that one a 10 out of 10. And then which would you recommend next?
You can go for the Carlingford Lock Rock. It's slightly creamy with a sweet finish.
And this one, hang on, is substantially bigger. Almost double the size. So I'm just gonna hang on. And there's a lot more water in this.
Yeah, they're more juicy, yes.
Okay, bottoms up.
They're full of flavour.
Oh, hang on. I'll tell you what, I am gonna put a tiny little bit of lemon. Oh.
You can try some shallot vinegar too.
I will try some shallot vinegar, but I'm quite keen to taste the oyster.
Yeah, it's true. I always do it, yeah.
Okay, that's very salty, and wow, that oyster is sweet.
Yes.
It's sweet, like almost, it's incredible. It's really, really... sweet. The contrast is incredible.
It is quite sweet. That thing's, it's quite creamy, but then it has like a sweet finish, so it is beautiful. But it's very popular. It is a big seller.
Okay, I like the first one, but this second one, what's it called again?
Carlingford, the Carlingford Lockrock.
Okay, this is absolutely heavenly. Okay, I've got my 10-year-old who's poking around with the last one there. She's looking like she's wondering whether to eat it. Are you going to have a little bit? Do you fancy eating it?
Not really, because I've been put off, because it's actually alive. So, nah.
You're going to stick to the deep fried one?
Yes.
That's fair enough. I did think it was quite a brave step for a 10-year-old to submit willingly to eat raw oysters. So we will forgive her. Okay, I'm just freeing this one up a little.
I'm actually astonished at how different these two have tasted.
That's why I think it's a better idea to chew oysters. It's better to chew oysters.
So right, we're going to sit this one back. Right, bottoms up again.
Well, that's different again. Oh, I've got like a sort of metally sort of finish to it. What a strange taste at the end. It's almost mineral.
Very mineral. Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah. Quite salty, sweet finish, but yes. With a distinctive, like, metallic aftertaste, so...
Metallic? You said metallic?
Metallic, yeah, metallic aftertaste. Or mineral, yes.
Which one is this one?
The Jersey Royal.
Is that a native oyster?
No, they're all rock oysters. They're all rock oysters.
When you say they're not native and they're rock oysters, where did they originate from?
So the thing is that they come from different parts. Like when we have some local oysters, they come from Lindis. They come from Lindisfarne. They come from Ireland. Another type that comes from Ireland. And then we have some Jersey Royals from Jersey Island too. We have some Special d'Eclair that are from France. From SW France, so yeah, it depends.
Well, there is a little thing here of vinegar and shallots on here, but I've got to say, I've been a bit of a purist here and I wanted to taste the oysters themselves. I found it absolutely fascinating, and as I say, the first time I've ever chewed oysters, and I will be carrying on chewing them for the rest of my life. Thank you very much for talking me through.
No problem. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It is a good idea, I think, to chew oysters.